Well, we're now joined by the Bradford Bulls pathway head coach, Jonathan Schofield. Jonathan, you've just seen the Bradford Bulls victorious by 28 points to 22. What's your thoughts on that performance and ultimately a win here at Oddsall?
Yeah, I feel the players deserve the win. We spoke about it at the start of the week. If we do everything right and get us details and those processes right, both on and off the ball, we'll come away with a win, and that's what we did.
You went down 6-0 after 35 seconds. How important was it? You always had that focus, and you know, you didn't let that deter you.
Yeah, and to be honest, Mick, over the past reserve games, that's been a start, and obviously in the academy as well, we're conceding tries early doors and we seem to go into a shell a bit, but you know, the boys reacted well to it, and obviously we got back on the scoreboard, we ended up going 10-6 in front. And no, but that's something that we keep working on week in, week out, is getting a start right, and like I say, that's a big focus for the academy and both the reserves.
How important were those tries, those back-to-back scores midway through that first half that then saw you establish that 10-6 lead?
Yeah, it was very important. Like I say, it was good to see obviously on the back of the start, like I say, they scored in 35 seconds. We could have put us heads down and conceded again on the back of it, but like I say, it were a good reaction from the players. I've got to give credit to the full 17 today. I think it were quite a performance. As back five were really good, broke down London's middles, and like I say, Jamie Gill, Jacan Bates, Finn Thompson, and both us back rowers, they carried well as well, Lewis Hagan and Alfie Leake. So, like I say, I think it was an all-round a good team performance today.
What was the message at half-time?
Oh, we knew London were going to come out, and obviously they're a physical side. You've seen that today, Mick, the physical, they like to take us down the middle, and we had a look at that through the week. A message to the team was that we must win, because I feel like we were good enough to win, and we set that out at the start of the week. The team we had out were more than capable of winning. If we've got everything right, we will win, and that was a message. I think working off the ball, we could have been better, especially as left side, Finn Ball, back with Sagan, Harvey Duckworth. That side, I mentioned to them, they could work harder because there were opportunities we could have stuck there. But I feel like in the first half as well, there were couple of times always say again, he could have given 2-1 on the short side when we broke through, and same with Emery Welsh, instead on the last play goes himself under the sticks, and it's just a lot of stuff like them situations where we need to be better.
Finlay Ballback will get the headlines for his second half performance. Talk us about his contribution this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought Finn were for really good, to be honest. I thought he took, we ask as halfbacks and throughout the old club to engage the line and back himself and go across the line, because there should always be an option, obviously, with the style of play that obviously the club are playing. Everyone's an option, and there's no one has any players off, and I think Finn took his opportunity as well. And you know, over this season, especially in the games, he hasn't really done that, and he's been tasked to do it and ask more questions of the defence, and full credit to him today, he did that, and it's good to see him get a couple of tries on back of it.
You look at players like Finlay Ballback and I dare say Alfie Leake, Cameron Bates had a bit of an opportunity earlier this season at Swinton. Are you looking actively to get these players out into the Championship, or are you happy and content to keep them in that Bradford pathway playing reserves?
Yeah, well, for the pathway, obviously, it's if we have him, your Jamie Gills, your Alfie Leakes, Cam Bates in the reserves, it's better, but we've also got to realise it's a development stage as well in the career. We've seen that with Jamie Gill last year. He played 14 appearances for Dewsbury, which has done him the world of good, both physically and also playing against men, and I think that obviously that's probably a question for above me around obviously Kurt on how he and his assistant coaches Lee Greenwood and Carl Foster, how they manage that, and I know they manage it well, but I think this week there was just an opportunity for him to get minutes in the reserves, and it's key they do get minutes in reserves, because if they do go out to a Championship club next week, because there's no fixture for the reserves, there's next games in 2 weeks against Warrington, Kurt and Razor before the first team over there, so that'll be the next time they get minutes, but hopefully they'll get some minutes next week.
And just on Jamie Gill, he's played the last two Super League games against Ulkinster Rovers and Wigan. How pleased are you that the hard work that you're doing here, Jonathan, almost gets a green tick? You know, he's rewarded when you see a young player like Jamie Gill making that step up and answering you know, the club's SOS due to the injury adversity.
Yeah, it's real good to see, and it's I will say it's good to see that they've been given opportunity, and that's credit to Kurt and his staff for believing that they can do a job. And like I say, credit to Jamie, he's done a job. He hasn't looked out of place, and I made a big deal of it when we announced the team last night, because Gilly Cam and Leakey were training. Like, we congratulated him on the pathway and said it's good, and he just told us about his experiences in leading up to the games and going to Wigan, obviously previous champions, and he said there were two differences playing at both at Oddsall and Wigan. But no, it's good to see, and obviously I've got to mention Ryan Unkin in there as well. We've both played a part in his development, even going back to Glenn Morrison when Glenn were here, he played a part. But Jamie, probably started last season, he hit a bit of a stumbling block in his career, and I always remember the conversation I had with him, and I said, as a club, we'll do the best for him, and I feel like we've done that, and his the experience he's had over last year and leading into this year stood him in good stead.
And how important is it to players like Alfili, Cameron Bate, Finlay Ballback, Lewis Hagan, who then see Jamie playing reserves and then getting the nod from Kurt Haggerty to make that Super League debut? Obviously, they're the next crop of junior players who, based on the performance today, are going to obviously be, you know, braying and knocking on Kurt's door to be given a chance.
Yeah, definitely. And I know the first team have suffered with injuries, and Kurt's always used that saying, it's always the next man up, and that's what's happened, and Gilly's been given that opportunity. But yeah, it does give a clear pathway that as head coach is looking to progress the young players, and it's not just obviously Gilly's, you can be it. We've also got some good young players through coming through the system. Josh Ubi played on the bench today. I know he only got 12 minutes, but people won't notice he come up with a vital player where London put a kick through and he gathered it, and that's 10 yards from his line. And like I say, I'll just give Josh credit for that, because his part in that has helped us get the win. But there's still some Will Simpson, he's been outstanding in the academy. Mason Peach has been playing consistently well. So it's a credit to them all, but it's good to see that there's a clear pathway for the players in the pathway system, that there was an opportunity for them.
It got a little bit tense and tight at the end when it was 28-22, but a real good defensive performance to keep London out at the end.
Yeah, definitely, and I don't know, I'll question myself, did I get the right call in taking the two? If there's 2 minutes left on clock, if Finn Ballback kicks the kick, he puts us 8 in front, but if he doesn't, I expect us to get the ball back, and obviously he just sliced and it went right, and it didn't go dead. Obviously, if it goes dead, you get the ball back, but not to be the case. But credit to us as players, I set it out at the start of the week that it's a real game that has been frustrating when we've played Wakefield and OFC, and I believe the players we've got, we are good enough to win them games and challenge those games. And like I said, I challenge the players this week to make sure we put a performance in for 80 minutes and they give that today.
And just finally, Jonathan, first reserve game here at Oddsall this season and a first home win, a happy dressing room. We can hear the players now.
it's full credit to them, really. Like I said, they always want to play us at their own ground, and it gives them a bit of a different environment to play in. It's different to playing to Horsfall, and so like I said, it's the home, isn't it? And that's where they want to play. And but no, it's good that they get a win, and like I said, the boys work hard and they give up a lot of time and effort for the club, and it's good to see them getting rewarded with a win.
Thank you very much. All the best for the game against Warrington in a couple of weeks' time.
No worries, thank you, Mick.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.